No, did not have to buy the ICOM software. It's purely standalone. Some guy in Germany, I think, is the guy that's developing it. He actually writes the Flex Radio version of it, of the app. So it's pretty good. I mean, it's not perfect, but obviously the Flex Radio app is gonna look more, nicer. But the what he did for the iOS app is really good. I ended up buying like all three of his things. He's got an iOS app, an iPad app, and a Mac app, and I just like I like heavily invested in it. So that's why I can't. It's hard for me to like. I'm not gonna be able to go to that Yaesu one because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna lose all my functionality that my 705 has. So I probably will not be buying that Yaesu radio. I'm just going to stick with the 705 until it dies and it becomes obsolete.